I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
What's up? August 14th, 2025. That's right. August 14th. We're getting there. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Junkies. It's the Bish and EB show. Currently, JP Tardy again. We'll get into that in a sec. Of course, you're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. Also 910 The Fan in Richmond, VA. You're watching us on the Monumental Sports Network. All brought to you by the great people at Crop Metcalf. And I think JP leads the league in tardiness, probably for any industry. But you know, he was tardy earlier in the week because of traffic, and we gave him crap for it, saying, you know, he's got to leave earlier. Mm-hmm. And then we received a text, I don't know, a half hour ago, and it was just a picture of him in traffic. Apparently, the G Dub is the G Dub completely shut down.
I don't know. It must have been like bumper to bumper.
Something going on. So he's not going to be here. Who knows when?
I mean, but again, that still does tempt. Listen, I feel sorry for him because I know he is trying in his like way. He is trying it. Like at least today, he tried.
He tried to get here early.
Yeah. But that's why you got to even leave in earlier, because when there is, then you get off GW Parkway at the next exit and you have to maneuver. Yeah. Right. If you're not giving yourself enough room to maneuver, that's the problem.
Yeah. Matt and Mike behind the glass. What's up? Matt Cahill, you and I pretty much take the same roads here. I take the toll road to 66. I think you just take 66 all the way in just to avoid the tolls, which is smart. But I don't know when the last time I was late.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years. It might be 10 years.
You're never late.
Now, you get here earlier than I do.
When Trump had that, when they did the whole thing with the planes and the military stuff, and they shut down parts of D.C.,
right?
That did screw me, because I was not ready for that. And my ways couldn't even rectify it.
Yeah. Now, I plan on getting here. I leave my house at between 4:30 and 4:40. So I actually get into the Navy Yard at 5:25. But you know what I do? I pull off on the side of the road and I get on my phone and I just kind of look at all the recaps instead of just coming in here.
You know, it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, believe me, my head's on a swivel.
Yeah, if I was you, I would get out of the car.
My head's on the swivel, because you never know when you get carjacked down here. Anyway.
I mean, I feel bad for him, but if this was another job.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be fired. You know? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's just like
if you open a coffee shop at 5 a.m. every day and you're getting there at 5:15.
Forget about coffee shop. If you worked on like the Today Show, if you were like Al Roker.
Right. Or even if you were a producer.
Al Roker doesn't run in at 5:15 and jump on a couch.
It's just crazy. It's crazy to think about it. In our industry
in particular. And again, I've been late before. I was late just a couple months ago with that whole thing.
It's rare with you, and certainly with me.
Almost.
He can do it two or three times a week.
He doesn't do it that much, but yeah, he just does have no room. If there's any drama, there's zero margin for error.
Yeah, no margin for error.
Yeah. I guess my point is, Matt, with you and I, we've been very lucky because 66 is rarely ever backed up.
Generally, we're pretty good.
And it's never been completely shut down. I can't remember the last time it was completely shut down.
Well, I'm not sure if his was completely shut down.
Or bumper to bumper.
Usually, like, if a tractor trailer overturns on 66, that's when...
Oh, yeah, then we'd be screwed.
And then what I do is I kind of take this... Sorry, Mars computer. I kind of go the same way as Drab. So what I can do is, if there is bumper to bumper traffic, I'll shoot him a text and say, hey, find a new way.
Right. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why, honestly, I stopped coming in BW Parkway or GW, because there's always drama. Like, you don't know when, but probably once or twice a month, there's going to be drama, and you're going to be sweating it. And then you're going to be doing what JP's doing, and you're hauling ass, you're sprinting up here, can't breathe. It's like you did...
Like you did on Tuesday.
The salts that we did or whatever the other day. By the way, I was talking to Steven about it. I was like, yeah, with the boys, they did the ones that are on Rogan. He goes, oh, yeah, we did all that.
So
they would do that.
Did it knock him out like it did these boys?
They just would, they, you know. anything that Rogan does or anything, all those boys have all done.
Yeah. Well, I'll never do them.
Yeah, I have no interest. I told him that, like, when Mar did it, that Mar said he could. It looked to me like Mar couldn't breathe for a second or two.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't experience that, but yeah. It is strong as hell. Have you noticed that it's lost a little of strength since you've been opening it a few times?
I feel like it's kind of getting stronger.
How's that possible?
I don't know, but where I went wrong when we did it on the show was I held it too close to my nose.
Yeah.
Like going back and watching people do it on
YouTube.
You manned
up.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're keeping it like a foot away from their face. You're definitely not. It even says on the back of the package, like, do not put directly under your nose. So that's where I went wrong.
Oh, it actually says don't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I just didn't read the back. I was just reading the front and was fascinated that it said world's strongest smelling salt. So that's trademarked and everything.
Right. So my guess is the like Stevie and his boys, when they would do it, they didn't do it right up to their nose.
I don't know. I mean, college kids are crazy. So maybe they
are crazy.
Too,
who knows?
You can see the natural reaction. Our eyes were pouring water.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, that's why I was like, no, I'm out. Instant watering. Actually, what did it for me, watering eyes, who cares? What did it for me is watching Mar gasp for air. That's what did it for me.
Yeah, he couldn't breathe for 5 seconds.
And that's what scared me.
Yeah. I just don't need that discomfort at 6 a.m. I'm already uncomfortable.
I'm a little disconcerted this morning because I don't know, DC, well, I don't care. I don't pay that much attention, but I'm a little bit bugged because I definitely ran a red light this morning. And I don't know, what's the deal with DC?
Where?
I don't know.
So in the district?
Somewhere near, okay. I don't know the roads, but it's kind of like near the Kennedy Center,
okay.
Like, you know, in that vicinity. I just ran a red light.
Right.
And I had a choice. I could speed up, but I was like, if I speed up too much to get through this, that could draw attention. I'm just going to cruise, and I'll just go through it a little bit of red. So I did, and I didn't see a flash or anything, but I don't know. Like, are all the lights here rigged with cameras, or are there only certain ones?
I can't imagine every light is rigged.
Because I didn't see anything flash. So I think I might have gotten through it unscathed.
Yeah.
But I probably made a bad call. I probably should just, because I could have made it if I slammed the gas.
Yeah.
It's just early in the morning. I'm not wired that
way. I would think, like, the popular intersections, the busy intersections, maybe they were wired, but I don't know what road that was.
Yeah, I know. It's one of these roads in D.C.
I mean, I told you that I did it the other week, and look, maybe D.C. just takes a while to get the bills out, you know, but I haven't received anything. So I don't think that particular light had one.
Right.
And that was right down here on Main Street.
Right. I don't know. So.
Yeah, so I don't know.
What is it in Virginia? They don't have camera things?
Them.
You guys don't have?
They might have them in the school zones, but they don't.
You don't have the ones either? Yeah. I was going to say just like on the street. Like in Olney, you know, where Norbeck is, Olney Rockville.
Yeah.
There's certain
Maryland
ones.
Definitely has them.
They have them. And you got to know where they are.
Yeah. Maryland has the speed cameras.
Not just the red light cameras.
Right.
And believe me, my whole family gets those.
Right.
I mean, literally, my whole family gets them.
Yeah.
In Arlington, there's a couple red light cameras. But I've lived there long enough now that I
know where they are, right?
Yeah.
It's wild. I mean, I want to complain, but it does slow people down. I mean, I don't even know how I feel about it. But once you live in a certain area and you know where they are, everyone just slows down. And as soon as they get out of reach, they hit the gas, right? It's just like a learned thing. Everyone just knows. But if you're new to an area, that's when you get pegged.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When I rarely drive in Maryland now because I'm just never there. And I kind of sleep on the fact that there are speed cameras everywhere. So you got to look at those signs. When the signs say...
I know. There's operated by camera or whatever. But sometimes they aren't. Sometimes those are old signs.
Right.
And maybe there used to be something, but there's not. Trust me, because I see them all the time.
Right.
They're kind of like everywhere. They're almost like false flags. Like they're... I don't know.
Yeah, so I just got to be careful when I drive over there. But D.C., I mean, I don't trust D.C. at all. So I just assume there's cameras everywhere. And I just got to make sure I'm not going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll just peg you.
So yesterday, I'll just share this with you. It's nothing particularly interesting, but Jason could relate to this, and you guys will as your kids get older, like Drabby, and I had my whole family in town right now. It's a really weird thing where my daughter's in town until October, right? So she starts her gig,
mm-hmm.
And then my son, you know, he can work from home. And I got to tell you, we did a group. We just made dinner together last night. And it wasn't anything that we wanted to do for fun or anything. We all had to chip in because, mm-hmm. like, D was playing tennis, wasn't getting home till late. She asked if we could get food. We had such a nice time.
So you made a dinner? You made a family dinner?
We had such a wholesome, nice time. Breaking balls. You know, I didn't like the way my son was cutting the broccoli. My daughter's always breaking my kids break my balls like you wouldn't believe. And we had such a nice, wholesome time. I kind of thought of you because you always lament when the kids aren't there. And believe me, I love being around my kids, but it was a really nice time that we were all together. And, you know,
got to take advantage of those days.
Yeah, like,
man.
I think today my son, you know, after work, because he does like finance stuff. Mm-hmm. When the market closes, he's going to go to his girlfriend's, mm-hmm. right? He's going to go hang out with her for a couple days. Then he's got something else he's going to do. And then he may come back for a couple days just because he has to return the car. Because we can't have him park in LaGuardia and cost me $1,200 again. Right. You know? Right. But it's like, wow, what a nice time this was. This was a really nice time. Is it?
Dude.
Anyway.
My
it's
oldest.
Not particularly interesting to anybody, but it's just something that kids. I just enjoyed.
Did you say something to your kids about it? Did you thank them?
Well, what I have done.
Because if you tell them that, you know, they'll be in the back of their mind and when they're all there again, they'll want to do that again.
They might want to do it. Well, you know where I have done that is my daughter, my oldest, Meg, has completely fallen in love with golf. Like, it's crazy. And she wants me to take her to the club every day. And this has been like for over maybe a month now, 2 months. And so we're playing together or on the range or on the, I would say 4 days out of a week. Mm-hmm. And I tell her every day, you know how much I enjoy this? Do you know how much this, I love this so much, right? And also she's getting better and she's hitting greens. And she's getting up and down for these crazy spots. Like, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. But that I have. Now, I didn't say it when we were making dinner. I probably should have. I've said it. I told her yesterday when we were playing golf, probably 19
only
times.
Only during golf.
She hits a good shot and I go, I love you so much. I'm so happy for you. I'm just enjoying this time so much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you know what it is? It's that you see them having success.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to share with them.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
And you see the happiness.
You see them, and it's just you and her. Like, actually, literally, yesterday it was her and I. We only got 16 in because the storms came. Mm-hmm. And I just kept telling her, I just enjoy this so much. I just want you to know how much I just really enjoy this.
Oh, good. I took my daughter out to, Valdez took her out to Beacon Hill last week.
Oh, yeah?
I know you've played Beacon Hill. Uh-huh. And I love that course, by the way. But I took her out there because I knew there wouldn't be a lot of people there yet. Mm-hmm. Because they're just acquiring members. But we just went out and we just played 4 or 5 holes.
Yeah, this is great, right?
Because she's not to that point where she wants to play 18.
Yeah.
She just wants to play a few holes, hit some balls, putt a little bit, and then get out.
Yeah.
And she's got a great swing. I mean, she's an athletic girl.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was just me and her.
Yeah. No, there's nothing
just,
like it.
Just playing
bonding.
4 or 5 holes. Right. No pressure. Nobody behind us, you know, forcing us to hit early. And
how'd she get the golf bug?
My daughter?
Yeah.
She's liked it for a few years.
Oh.
She likes to go out to the range.
Yeah, just hit balls.
Yeah, she likes to hit the range.
It's a commitment doing 18 holes.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not
very
good. Well, I think it's also a commitment to want to just go and hit balls. Like, Dad, I want to go. I want to work on my irons.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she full-blown has the bug.
That's good, man.
She was saying yesterday at dinner, she was telling Stevie, I unlocked something in my driver today. You know, like, the kind of dumb thing I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's full blown got the bug. But anyway, that's what's going on. I think the Bickle fivesome. Plus we have my mom there, which also is kind of playing on my sentimental thing because my mom is going to turn 89. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be real. You know, like, how long is mom going to be around? Right. So I have my mom there, all my kids there, you know, two of them grown adults.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a little bit of the Jason Bishop little sentimental thing. I didn't cry or anything,
right.
But the sentimental part of my brain was working. And then my mom started, my mom's 89. She'll be 89 in September. she's really struggling moving and stuff because of when she broke her hip and rehab, and it's really a grind. I don't talk about it. It's really a grind.
Mm-hmm.
So we take her for a walk with her. She really wants to walk with her cane.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be saying this probably on air, but she probably doesn't want
to. So you walk
know.
In the neighborhood.
So no, she lately with the kids have been doing it.
Oh, okay.
She literally can get to the neighbor's house and back, okay. And she's wiped out.
Right.
Wiped out. Like, it's shocking how she's not going anywhere. She's going to the neighbor's driveway and back, and it takes 20 minutes, and she's wiped out.
And 5 years ago, it was totally different.
5 years ago? How about last December?
Yeah.
She could walk anywhere. She would walk miles at a time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just life, right?
Aging sucks, bro.
She could still, though, she's riddled with arthritis. She could still sit down in the piano, though, pull out music, and play full silly songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the wildest thing.
So you said she was there last night for dinner?
She's been living with me.
Yeah, she's living with you.
Okay. Yeah, so she, but she's, so
does
after
she go
dinner,
to bed really early or kind of late?
She's a night owl. She doesn't sleep. She yeah. sleeps worse than me. She was just like playing the freaking piano at 9 o'clock at night, playing silly songs. You'd think like a person in their prime's playing it. It's my mom with her riddled with arthritis fingers.
Yeah.
Knocking out a silly.
Yeah, John Legend in the house.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
All right, let's take a break. Maybe when we come back, JP will be here. Mike Jones, who is, of course, a senior writer for the NFL, for The Athletic, will join us in a couple hours. It is an Open Line Thursday, by the way. So if you want to give us a call at 800-636-1067, please do. We can talk about everything. But, you know, life, kids.
Is it already Thursday?
NFL. Jeez, it's Thursday. It's Thursday, bro. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's payday. But give us a call. It's an Open Line Thursday. We are the Junkies on the Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, look who's here. He got here. He only missed a segment. I thought he was going to miss, based on your text, I thought you were going to miss an hour.
I thought it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Wizards game. I don't think you guys went where the whole station was at a Wizards game. And I had a similar incident on GW Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take you through my routine. I get up and out of bed around 4:40 to 4:45.
Right.
And because I was tardy this week,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I put on the Waze before I even go in the shower. And it said 38-minute commute. So I shave, I shower, and then I check. When I come out of the shower, I check the Waze.
Mm-hmm.
When I got in my car, it said 5:45 arrival time. And I actually used both Google and Waze.
Yeah. And they both said the same thing.
Which they should.
I get on the GW Parkway. Everything's good. And then it's just a shutdown. And there's nothing you can really do.
Well, the only thing you could do is you have to just leave earlier. I know, and it's inconvenient.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm going to do, I'm going to make a vow.
So the accident obviously happened between the time you checked your Waze when you were at the house and when you got
on the GW. Leave the Waze on.
Right, but I'm saying
when I'm on the GW Parkway,
probably happened when you were on the road.
That's the part you can't control. Yeah, like you're on the road, then the S hits the fan. That's like a leak in your plan.
But what I was listening to you guys, there's no real bailout because you've got Jersey walls and
it's just the next exit.
Whatever the next exit is. It wasn't moving. It was literally closed down until I guess the police officer goes up
but
there.
But you see,
and
15 minutes eventually it did.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So look. Valdez, what time do you get here? Do you get here at 4:45?
It just depends on how I'm moving, but usually around 5, give or take, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
I'm gonna totally change my routine. And uh-oh. I did this for a while. I'm going to get up and I will drive here. And then I'll go use the gym and I'll work out downstairs.
That's better.
So hopefully, Valdez, you'll see my computer at 4:45 here.
Nice. Oh.
And then,
'cause you're up anyway.
Plus, I've gotten fat. I will start the very popular viral trend is the 12:30, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to leave your house at 4 a.m.?
No. Yeah, so 3:45, 4.
Wow.
I'll just change my wake-up call by
now. How long is that going to last?
And I will tell you this. If I'm late one more time in 2025, so the entire football season, I'll pay each of you guys $100.
Damn.
All right. I like it. Freebie.
Think about that.
It's humiliating. I'm not trying to be late.
Don't lose that audio. Yeah,
I don't know if
I... It's a pride. I like it. It's a pride, finally.
I don't know if I should not use the GW Parkway anymore. I'm using navigation.
You just
it's telling me to go, and maybe 5:45 is too much. You aim to get here around 5:30. I aim to get here at 5:45.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's their problem.
What time do you aim to get here? Because a lot of times you come in after me.
True. I'm telling you, I think I have a hack. Now, it did burn me when they had the parade. But in D.C., it's almost impossible. They have to shut down the entire city and fence it off like they did for me to get effed. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
I could start going your route. I could go your route. Because right now, that GW Parkway, I don't know how long they're going to keep working on it. It's basically one-lane highway. So I heard you saying that you come in on 66.
Well, I take the toll road to 66, correct.
That's bigger than a one-lane highway. When you're in GW, it's just one lane, and a lot of it still has Jersey walls on both sides. Or Jersey wall and
the
trees.
One time I've gotten screwed since is when they had that military parade or whatever, and like overnight, there were fences all over, and they shut down a million roads, like literally as I was driving in.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa!
So, hold on. So, he's going to change his ways. He's going to get up at 3:45.
I like it. I like the idea.
That's going
to
be tough.
I think he's disciplined enough to do it. I don't know how long he can do it.
But when you have to watch a Monday night Commanders game and you're not in bed until 12:30, and then you watch
that's going
to
test your
recaps
will.
Interview, and you go to sleep
but
at 1.
You know what?
So, you're going to leave your house at 4, get here at 4:45, do your thing downstairs, do your prep. If you're ever late, and the rest, you're telling me for the rest of time or just 2025?
He said for the football season.
Okay. $100.
I don't want to bankrupt the guy.
Good. You can go all the way until the Super Bowl if you want to extend
it
out.
So Super Bowl.
Oh, good negotiating, Jason.
The entire football season. All right. $100.
I like it.
Are you paying the producers as well?
Yeah.
Damn.
So that'd be $600.
We're kind of rooting for it now. I've waited a long time for this. I like this. Because this, you've never shown really much reticence. You've been more defensive. This time you're like, I am humiliated. I like it. A little pride.
The twice in 1 week.
It's a dagger. It's hard to stand on that one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if traffic has changed. I was only gone for 10 days. But, yeah, I mean, even the other day, I left a little bit earlier than I usually leave. Mm-hmm. And I still got screwed.
Right.
I live in a little bit of a different spot than you guys, but everybody's got their own traffic issues. I've got the spur, which sometimes there's no way to really get around that.
But see, this is exactly why. And listen,
I don't know how to get around the belt. Like, maybe I could go down really back roads and just not even do the beltway, but that would be like another half hour of driving.
No,
look, I mean, if there was an accident on 66 and a tractor trailer overturned and was shut down, I'd be late.
Yeah.
Drabby would be late.
Right.
We've just been fortunate.
Right.
But it just seems like the G-Dub always has issues.
But JP's not always late just because there's a catastrophic shutdown. He's often late because there's just a little bit of a curveball.
Yeah. Correct.
And then he's
because
late.
Because he leaves the house a little
too late. Because he leaves
himself
a window of a minute or two.
Right.
God, there's so much going on. I forgot my point.
But again, if there was a shutdown on any of these roads that I take, of course I'd be late. If I had to sit for an extra half hour, I'd be late.
You may have more bailouts, though. The GW Parkway doesn't have many exits, really, to bail out on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was feeling good. I thought I was going to get here actually super early.
66 has a lot of bailouts.
Yes.
But if you were caught in between two exits and they're not letting anybody off, then you're screwed.
Well, what's good about 66, and I've done this when there's been a tractor trailer that's been overturned, is the HOV lane. Even though it's open, you can't really get to it, but the things that block it are just these rubber poles that are sticking up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've driven over the rubber poles to go into the HOV lane. Mm-hmm.
There was one guy I did see that did that move on the GW Parkway.
Yeah.
And the thing about the GW Parkway, it's under construction. So I think he went into
construction
a lane which was under construction.
That could be a big fine.
And then there was a guy with an orange vest who went out there and had a pole and moved it around. I have no idea what that guy did.
You can tell what's good about our route is when you're getting on 66, you can tell if there's an accident based off of the price of the HOV lane before you even get off. So you know, like, holy crap, it's $16 to ride in the HOV lane. Well, there must be an accident up there somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 66, this is why, 66 inside the Beltway. We're talking about tractor trailers overturning. I don't think tractor trailers are allowed to go on 66 inside the Beltway. Am I wrong on that?
I don't think they are.
Yeah. So you'll never see a tractor trailer accident inside the Beltway.
Right.
Where we are, if there's an accident, it's just regular cars.
But this is why, like, and this is just the nature of radio, because if you watch Chippy Finley and Beamish, for the most part, those guys get in 15 minutes or whatever before their show, too. This is why radio is the wild, wild west. When we have to do a monumental thing, right, they want us there an hour and a half before.
Just
why?
In case, yeah.
Yeah, largely to avoid this.
Yeah. Because you can't be late for that.
Right, exactly. For TV. Then you're like, it just doesn't happen. You know?
I mean, if we were, if all three of us were late for some reason, we all had accidents we had to deal with. Well, I mean, Matt and Matt would open the show.
Well, I mean,
it happens within the show.
In TV, you can't do that.
It happens within the show. The other day, I think it was Tuesday, I probably did a minute and a half with you guys gone. I don't know what you were doing.
I was pooping.
EB was probably pooping, and you do your walk around where you walk to the.
I'm gonna be late. I'm gonna be late for segments.
A lot of times, I go back and talk business with the salespeople.
Yeah,
that's probably why I was late for that.
No, segment. I was late because I can't leave until thoroughly cleaned.
Yeah, I think we were supposed to hit the skins or something like
that. By the way, Valdez, did you hit the bathroom? Hit the bathroom before the show today, or is that some sort of backup? Because it smelled like a dead body in the bathroom at 5:50 this morning.
No.
Somebody, you didn't notice it? Did you go in there? It was wretched. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody went in after you went in. Somebody went in there and murdered it, or is an overnight thing. Yeah.
So look, I'll take accountability. I feel like the Commanders, who got hammered in their first preseason game, and you know how we said, well, maybe it's a good thing that the Commanders got hammered, because now Quinn can talk to his players and say, hey, we can't have these penalties. We really need to focus on things. You guys just can't take things for granted. And so that's what I'll do. I'll just start leaving at 3:45.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, good.
I'll brush my teeth here. So if you see me at 4:45 in the morning, I haven't brushed my teeth yet.
I don't even think you have to leave at 4. You just maybe leave at 4:20 instead of 4:45, 5 o'clock. Give yourself an extra half hour. You don't have to give yourself an hour and a half. That I think that's going to change. I think you're going to get tired of getting up at 3:45 or 3:30. That's hard. That's hard to do day after day after day.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to stay committed to that. But I mean, I think if you left a half hour more earlier, like if you're not going to work out, but at least leave a half hour earlier than you normally do. Mm-hmm. You do your prep here instead of whatever you do at home.
But you do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to two sponsors before we go to break. One, our good friend Bobby Blecky from Surfside. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, look at the sweatshirt I'm wearing.
Yeah. I'm going by his house today to pick up.
What do you pick up? The 10 surf cases?
No, he already sent me that. I already hooked that because I'm going on vacay. I'm picking up a cooler.
Yeah, guys. Nice. Get the white one.
I don't know. What, really nice. I don't know what it is. It's in his garage.
It's the one that holds 30.
I think it's the legit one. That's probably the same one you got.
Well, and they also have a big, huge, heavy one.
Okay.
That's, you know, it's whatever. It's
maybe
really
maybe
nice.
I'm getting that one. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm going by to pick up the cooler and the Surfside beach chair.
Nice.
All right. So I got to thank him for that. And then after that, I'm going to Open Road Distillery in Reston.
Are you getting our stuff?
Because my man, Matt Carlin, who of course owns it, with Vince, he's going to hook me with some bottles for my trip.
Hey, why did I...
So, you know what? Thank you to both Surfside and right. Open Road.
Hey, why did I get assaulted? I mean, assaulted is probably a stretch, but several people tweeted on social media
about you wearing
joning
a
on me on wearing a Surfside
no
hoodie.
And
am I not supposed to wear... Listen, this is my favorite hoodie. Am I not
I
supposed to wear
really
this
like
in Europe?
It too. But Drab is really annoyed with that we give them so many plugs. I don't know why. I don't know. It's like being honest. It's
so like
really
people were photoshopping pictures.
But I don't think you're wearing it to plug them. You're wearing it because you like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, am I not supposed to wear a logoed shirt on a European vacation?
I don't want to get into a back and forth with JP, but it was lighthearted that you look like a donk wearing a branded Surfside free hoodie on your Italian vacation while your rest of your family is wearing nice clothes.
I actually differ with him. I'm on Team JP. I like that hoodie, so I would wear that.
I don't
that.
Know that my the
that.
Rest of my family was wearing nice clothes. We were going up on a mountain, so it gets cold.
Yeah.
So you either had to use a jacket or a hoodie. My son wore an Under Armour hoodie.
He's saying it was lighthearted. Don't take it seriously.
Yeah. I know, but it wasn't. I didn't know it was drab. I'm saying I got tweets and people photoshopping pictures.
I don't know. Drabby's egging on the monsters. You know, I don't know.
Maybe a lot of people felt the same way. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, I'm Team JP on that. I'm Team JP on that. I like that hoodie. I wear it a lot.
It's probably my favorite hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the Wizards hoodie, which I wore yesterday. I had a plumber from Crop Metcalf come out yesterday. I'm going to have to buy a new dishwasher. There's nothing he could really do. I have a dishwasher that's broken.
Right.
And first thing he said, he's like, love that hoodie. He's a big Wizards fan.
Which Wizards one is it?
It's a light blue Wizards hoodie.
Oh, I actually like that one too. My daughter stole it from me.
She took your hoodie. 100%. Exactly.
100%.
That Surfside and the Wizards, those are my top two hoodies.
Yeah.
So wherever I go, whether I go to Puerto Rico or Italy, well, Puerto Rico, I'm probably not going to bring it, but I would bring it and wear it.
All right, let's bang out some calls here. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. I know we got to go to break. We'll weave in your calls. Jason's got the sports page. We got Mike Jones coming on. We actually got a lot to talk about. Colin Cowherd, I thought, did a great segment a day or two ago about quarterbacks and about Jaden and his ceiling that I want to get into. We'll play some of that audio. Big show planned. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome. I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Mike Jones, NFL senior writer for The Athletic, is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. We don't have a game tonight for Thursday night football, but I believe there are a couple games on Friday night.
Yep.
And then Tennessee full slate this weekend. And, of course, Washington plays on Monday.
Monday, yeah. Yeah, Tennessee, Atlanta, KC, Seattle tomorrow night. 7 and 10, full schedule Saturday, a couple games Sunday, and then obviously Monday we got the Commanders and Bungles.
All right, real quick, before we hit, there's actually an interesting Brian Robinson topic that's floating around out there. Let's bang out a couple calls. 800-636-1067. It's open line Thursday. Let's go to Donnie. Hey, Donnie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Donnie boy, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to the family stories EB was just talking about earlier on. I've grew up listening to you guys for the last 30 years, man. My kids are a little bit behind yours, but a lot of stuff y'all talk about hit home, man.
Very cool. I really appreciate that. Thanks, buddy. I think we all try to share that stuff.
A lot of people can relate to it, man.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Hey, with that being said, EB, you had some toilet issues earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And I did something last year that has changed my life.
All right.
I got a bidet.
Yeah.
And everybody, a couple of my buddies had it. I never realized how awesome that thing
was. I know.
Was,
people
man.
Call in so, about it. I got like a cheap one that you can attach to your seat. I don't have a fancy one. I have a cheap one.
If you spend about $500 on a good one,
yeah,
and you got to get an electrician in there to put a receptacle there, get a plumber to hook it up.
Right.
I promise you, you're like living in a third world country right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're right. It seems so archaic what we're doing. It seems so archaic.
I promise you, you will never look back. You won't want to go anywhere but your house, man.
But what are you going to do when you're at work? You're back into the dark ages again.
You're back in third world country. You got to do what you got to do. But right. My point is, when you're home, baby, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why Jason, like, he's always maintained and always mocked him, but that he has to jump in a shower after.
Hey, Bish, man, I'm telling you, dude, it's like getting out of the shower every time you get off the pot, man.
Yeah, I know. People have told me that.
They're intimidating to me. I've never used one. They were all over Europe at my cousin's house, which is literally an over 600-year-old house. Now, it's been modernized on the inside, but the house was built in the 1400s, the house that my dad grew up in. They have bidets in every bathroom.
Did you use it?
Did not. They're intimidating.
Can you honestly tell me how do you use it? Like how does yours operate?
Right. Yeah, so you just sit down, you do your business.
Right.
I got a little remote control that I mounted on the wall. I hit two buttons, it sits there.
Does it jar? Is it jarring? I feel like it would be jarring to me. Like
maybe the first time it's kind of crazy, you know what I mean? But after that, it's just like it's normal. It's got a heated seat. And then you push a button when you're done. It's got the heated blow dryer. Blows you off. You don't even have to really wipe.
It dries you too.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, you get a good one. Like I said, but
yeah, that's
a good
one. I mean, that's like the Rolls Royce, Rolls Royce of bidets. Hmm.
Yeah. See, I just had the cheap one. I never even installed it.
How much did you spend on this?
He said $500.
$500
for the seat. Now you can get the toilets that got them built in, and they're a lot more. But this one right here, man. Hmm. I'll tell you the name of it. I don't. You know, it doesn't matter. But yeah, man, it's got everything you need. And I would never look back, man.
Okay.
All right, dude. I'm taking that under heavy consideration.
Take that into consideration, yeah.
Heavy consideration. Because it cuts down way down. I bet it cuts way, 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 way down on any, like, plunging or anything, right?
I've never... So I barely use TP now, and I was a heavy TP guy like you.
Right, I'm a heavy TP guy.
I never use it in...
Yeah.
And I barely use it at all. And when you do, there's nothing on it. It's amazing.
Right.
Right.
I know. You're living a dream, baby. You're living a dream.
So
man.
You used TP before then?
No,
he says he barely uses TP. Do you use TP before the bidet?
He probably does it once just to check. Make sure you got to do a make sure.
Yeah, 100. If I don't sit there feeling like sitting on there for a couple minutes and have it air dry me off, I'll hit the TP. But you know what I mean? It's beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I'm telling you, strongly thinking
about
it.
It's like power washing back there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like power washing, 100%.
Does it ever hit your gentle area, like, too much? Like, it's too hard on you? Like, it might hurt?
Hey, you might like it.
It's not like that.
It's all good.
It's all good, man. All right. For about $1,500 all in, that's your electrician, that's your plumber.
Well, that's why God gave me Crop Metcalf.
There you go, baby. Yeah. I'm about to say.
They do have cheaper ones, like attachments.
Yeah, I know. I have the attachment. Waste, it's so cheap, I haven't even installed it. You know what I mean? It just
don't
looks,
waste your Don't waste your time on that, dude. Don't waste your time.
All right. Thank
Life
you, brother.
Precious.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Donnie.
Love you too,
man. Thank you, buddy. Drav, what are you doing? You're doing sign language or something to me. I don't understand what you're doing.
I wanted to get the name of it off air.
Okay, Donnie, call back.
Put him on hold sign.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand it. I feel like you just Google it. It's probably at freaking Home Depot.
Yeah.
I wanted that specific model.
That exact one? I don't know. You know what? All right. We've pondered this because, you know, again, I don't want to give too many details, but my mom is issued, like, going to the bathroom is a big thing for her, and she wants a taller toilet, right? So she, because it's harder to, you know, bracer getting down, right? You lose your muscle tone as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Probably harder to get up.
But I think that would be something that we would all like, right? A taller toilet. They make them. Has anybody ever had a taller toilet?
They make them
like 3 or 4 inches taller, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are options, especially for older people. My wife and I used to watch the show with Jane Fonda on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
Frankie and Grace, or Grace and Frankie, whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. And there was a bit where Jane Fonda's character came up with a way to get out of the toilet because one time she was stuck and couldn't get up because of her knees or whatever.
Right.
So I'm sure there are things.
The bars and stuff, they're like kind of temporary that she could use. But honestly, I need a taller. A taller one would be helpful. I just don't know. Would that be jarring for an average person to use?
Hmm.
Because it's going to be taller. Like, you're not going to be used to it.
Mine's slightly taller. The one that I just had installed, the crop did.
Yeah, because you're a big lurch.
It's slightly taller. I don't know if it's 3 or 4 inches, but it's taller than the one that they took out.
It is.
Yeah.
And you like it.
Yeah,
easier on you.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean.
Right. It's not a bad thing.
No. It felt a little different, you know, in the first couple days, but I got used to it.
Now it's silly.
Yeah.
Now you put a bidet on there, you have the Rolls Royce right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the places that I've seen in Europe in homes, they all have bidets in all of the bathrooms.
I know. My father-in-law, he has one right in the main thing, and honestly, it's just intimidating. I'm too scared to try. I don't even know. I'm afraid I'm going to, like, spray water everywhere or something, or I'm a little bit scared of just, like, being jarred by it.
Now, this might have just been my cousin's house, which is the house my dad grew up in. Their showers were like phone booths. So they have the bidet.
Yeah.
But then the actual shower?
Because you don't need a big shower.
We're tiny really little showers. Like, you remember the shower that we had in our addition growing up?
Yeah.
Little phone booth showers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's no, fine. I like a little space.
Yeah, but you don't really need it. You really
it
don't
just makes it a little tough to like wash your feet. You try to wash your feet and your head hits the
all right, that's tough.
Well, the glass.
That's why, again, trickle down. I'm ahead of the game on that. Trickle down.
You never wash your feet?
Not really. Not big. I mean, suds.
He doesn't. He's suds. Said that for years.
I'm not really a big feet washer. I'm having trouble with my feet. The padding underneath, like, what do you call that? Like, the padding right before your toes bothers me. Do you know what I'm talking about? The padding when I say that? Kind of like that.
Underneath?
Like, right before your toes. Like, on your foot.
I get it. Like,
the pad. It's not like really where the you heel. Land, like where
I don't
you
know
land.
What the name yeah. of it is. But
that area right there.
Part of your heel, I guess.
I think it's from walking too much. I think I've just taken it's too much abuse.
Maybe your arch is banged up?
No, it's not my arch. It's the pad. Like
no,
where
I know,
you land.
But, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's just.
You need an orthotic.
I jogged because it was raining on Safeway to my car, and the bottom of my foot was hurting. Terrible. This is getting old.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Trust me, my knees get banged up.
Why don't we take a break, and then when we hit the Skins, we can talk about what Ben Standig thinks might happen
with
the Commanders roster, which I think is crazy, but he thinks
it's crazy
possible.
Too. I told you, people are doing their 53-man projections. Yep. And I love that. Go for it, man. And you know what? Have an outrageous take if you want. Somebody had Austin Eckler not on their final 53. I talked about that. I thought that was outrageous. Well, there's another one here that Ben has that I think is crazy. But we'll see. We'll talk about when we come back when we hit the Skins. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD1. On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.